This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, for those that have been paying attention to what we're doing out here and what we've always been doing for the last 23 years, we just left Minneapolis last week, and we drove into Michigan 13 hours later. We preached in Hastings, then we jumped over to the very next day, a couple hours, over to Novi, Michigan, had some great events there. Then we got up the next morning, drove 5 hours, and we drove to Warsaw, Ohio, did a great event there. And then we woke up the next morning, we drove 7 hours. Now we are in Tennessee, actually Pigeon Forge. Just got up this morning, just did an interview with that of former U.S. Ambassador Alan Keyesman, and he's just a great guy to be around. And I say that for the very reason he's kind of the go-to guy for the younger people across the country. And I'll tell you what, it's probably the second greatest compliment I've ever had in my life. The first was when I spent some time with Andrew Young, who was always on the front of the civil rights movement right next to that of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Andrew Young told me that Martin Luther King Jr. would have loved this ministry because it's very similar in so many different ways. And then going back to Alan Keyes, the U.S. ambassador today, before we walked out this door, Alan looked at me and he said, "The only problem with you being on the show is you answer in such a fashion as the same things that I would say." So I think that is a great compliment. And again, friends, I'm just so honored to be a part of what's going on a nationwide basis and to be pulled into those circles on request. So with that said, friends, we're doing what we're commanded to do. Again, we believe we can win today, and we're going to continuously do the things that we do because Scripture is clear when it says if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Again, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Now, friends, what I want to do is if you want to call in, you can call in at any time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, just for the record. Now, without further ado, friends, we have been paying attention a little bit as to what's going on concerning this shooting that took place in Boulder, Colorado. Its breaking update is reporting that 10 are dead, including police officer during shootings or a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado. Well, I know there's a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon right away thinking that it was a false flag, and it very well may have been, friends. And interestingly enough, we had Natural News founder and Brighteon founder Mike Adams with me just a couple of weeks ago on the radio program. And if you remember right, he said it's just a matter of time where there's going to be a mass shooting. Now, friends, you need to understand they need these shootings, but what you need to pay attention to is the fact that they are simultaneously trying to pass a disarmament plan concerning weapons, namely ARs, AK-47s, and the list goes on. And look what happens. Look what just takes place. But I think what people need to really pay attention to, friends, is because this is brand new, just came out at 12 o'clock this afternoon. The King Soopers shooting was taken place by a Muslim that has come into the United States of America. This is something that we have kept the American people alert to. But there's more, friends. And I want to tell you his name just so you can understand, because they are releasing this, and you can rest assured they're going to put a spin on it, that somehow these that have come into America from the Middle East, namely Somalia, are somehow the victims. Well, Ahmad Alisa, suspected of killing 10 people. Notice the word they use, suspected. If it was anybody else, friends, concerning their political opposition, they would have already been judged, convicted, and thrown in jail for the rest of their life at least. But again, we need to understand the enemy is setting the narrative in this country and why that is in the face of 330 million people. I know not why. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up Sons of Liberty Media, senior editors, Tim Brown, and the show host for the morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com, because I think he's got some information here for us, friends, that we need to pay attention to, because for the most part, people are not. You've got thinkers, and you've got to keep in mind these brown shirts that are out there doing the things that they're doing, and these powers that are tolerated, and these useful idiots in the mainstream media and their controllers, they're dependent upon stupid people to continuously push their agenda forward. Well, guess what, friends? Not everybody's stupid. So therefore, without further ado, let's pull up Tim Brown and go ahead and let him share with us as to how the mainstream media is being exposed, again, coordinating, listen carefully, identical mass shooting narratives for different states simultaneously, in other words, at the same time. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Hey, Bradley. Yeah, we got this from Matt Agrist. We're going through it, and people can do this at home. So this is interactive. If they want to check it out, they can check it out, not only the article at sonslibertymedia.com, but they can do it themselves. If they have a Google search engine, and pretty much nobody, I mean, everybody has that, they can put in mass shooting surge, and they can see exactly what I'm talking about, mass shooting surge. And what you'll find is you'll find, you know, allegedly independent newspapers and such all over the country, from the Elwood City Ledger to Tallahassee.com, to Blue Springs Examiner, the Tennessean, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We got one down here in Greenville, South Carolina, also came up. And what you have is you have the exact same title. Remember when we did this with the COVID numbers and it came out all the same? They just changed the number no matter what number you put in. It was the same thing with this. And yep. I believe all of these are part of the USA Today network. And they say that in real small writing, but they had put themselves off as they're independent. And so what they've done is they came out, they've got the same headline, and most of them, they got the same picture. And then whatever the state is, they change the state name, and they change the numbers as far as what that surge increased to, from whatever number to whatever number. And then if they had, if they dropped off, if the state dropped off, if it didn't surge, then they manipulate that a little bit, and they say, oh, but, you know, it's rising nationwide. I forget the exact exact title they use, but it's the same title for those states that are not there. So it's basically a mind control, if you will, to get it into people's
heads. Tim, I got a hard break to take really quick, friends. We're broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Have online with me right now Sons of Liberty Media, Tim Brown. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you will find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media, as well as social media platforms on the side, the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and click onto those and join us on social media platforms. Subscribe to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, subscribe. You'll always know where we're at and what it is that we're doing. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. beforeitsnews.com. Got a couple callers already, but you're just going to have to hold up until I'm done with the senior editor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, and also the morning show host. What we're talking about right now is the fact that yesterday's breaking news was 10 dead, including police officer, during shooting at grocery store in Boulder, Colorado. And then we found out just a couple hours ago, friends, that King Soopers shooting was done by a Muslim, Ahmad Alisa, suspected of killing 10. And I think this is all rather ironic, Tim. I don't want to go off on false flags, though many people are talking about false flags right now until we get more information. But I do see the fact that we were just told a couple days ago that a federal judge rules Boulder, all Colorado cities unable to enact assault weapons ban. And now we have a mass shooting. It also reminds me of the Batman shooter. It also reminds me of Eric and Dylan Klebold back in April 20th, 1999, of the Columbine shooting. And in every given scenario, friends, we find that they were false flags, regardless of how they report the news. But what we're doing right now is we're actually allowing Tim to give us a download right now on the mainstream media being exposed on coordinating identical mass shooting narratives for different states. Tim, you know, the question that needs to be begged here is how much information do you need to get to the American people before they actually stand up and rise to the level of expectation in beating down tyranny?
Well, I don't know. I know some states are doing it. As you know, RC helps me with a little site our family runs on guns, and I see, you know, the number of gun bills that are coming through is just incredible. And then there's different angles on what's in those bills and a lot of stuff coming out every day. You can take like one bill, I think it was H.R. 127 or H.R. 8, and you can take any of those bills and you can start pulling from them exactly what they're doing. They're trying to push. They have no authority to do it, but they're going to do it anyway because nobody stops them. And with that said, they've got the media working with them. This stuff I was just talking about before the break, each one of these articles is pushing this thing of these mass shooting surges, which they really aren't surges. And one of the things it ends with is they're wanting to push Biden's, you know, gun control measures. Let's set the narrative ourselves. These are not gun control measures. These are gun confiscation measures. That's what they are. Their ultimate end is to take your gun for violating whatever thing they want to put up. That's the ultimate end. And they're even going to the point where these are the people who say they don't want you in their bedroom so they can protect sodomites or adulterers or whoever. They don't want you in their body so they can protect doctors who murder babies. But they want to be in your house to make sure you stick guns in a gun cabinet. And I have no problem with a gun cabinet, but look. If you stick a gun in the gun cabinet, it's of no use to you when the bad guy comes in your house. There's no good for that. So with that said, they're trying to push those kinds of things. What's interesting, though, about all of this is that when they went back, you remember some time back, they had all of the media outlets, and they were all parroting the same thing. There was a montage of all these talking heads that come on, these anchors, and they were all saying the exact same words. And I'll put the links up after I'm off here, but they were doing all of that. Well, what we come to find out is who's behind all of this? Well, we can talk about the six corporations, or it may even be five now, if I'm understanding correctly. All of these media companies under the CIA Mockingbird deal are tied back to one group, and that is the Council on Foreign Relations, which, by the way, Donald Trump's cabinet and his advisors were filled with CFR members and Bilderberg attendees. So for those of you who think there's a difference, there's not. And all of this is to push that narrative to get people scared, just like they've got them. They're scared, trying to scare people with the injections and with the mask and all this stuff and putting out the propaganda. They're trying to do that here to a new generation who's grown up that's been indoctrinated that guns are bad. Now, I'm not saying you guys who are listening, I know most of you don't buy that, but the younger generation is being brought up to buy into it, and that's what's been left off. That history, that godly heritage that we have has not been given to many of the young people. They're being indoctrinated, and that's why we're facing what we're facing.
You know, what's interesting to me, Tim, is you brought up that of Donald Trump, and he's out there entertaining his sheeple today, and I don't know what needs to be said or what needs to be brought to bear concerning the fruit, the wicked fruit on his branches concerning this Trump administration. But he's now telling all of his followers, look at what Joe Biden's doing. Joe Biden is destroying our country, when in fact you did absolutely nothing but magnify the crimes of a Joe Biden when you had the opportunity to prosecute him for treason and the treason that he highlighted over and over and over again. Now, I'm not going to get caught up into that narrative, Tim, but it shows you how absolutely ridiculous the people are in this country to keep going back to the vomit like a dog, and then they understand why they continue to get the same results, a lack of justice.
Yep, that's exactly right. And the only point that I was making is both sides are doing it, and the media is right along there to do their bidding. And they're ignorant of the fact that when all is said and done, they're going to be the ones that's targeted. I guess they think they're going to get moved up in the administration. They're going to get nice houses or they're going to get paid well. And history tells us that they're the first ones off if they don't just keep going along with everything.
Yeah. You know, I think another thing that needs to be brought into the equation, and you said it in passing, Tim, was the fact that they have no lawful delegation nor constitutional authority to etch away incrementally at stripping the American people of their God-given rights. And I strongly suggest to everybody listening to us today that you begin to bring into your vernacular from your heart to tell tyrants no, and begin to learn from your forefathers when they said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Tim, if there's a last word you want to throw in there, please do. I totally thank you for jumping on again with such short notice, but I'll give you the last word on this particular topic.
I mean, that's it. The people are just going to have to be vigilant. They're just going to have to be vigilant
Amen.
About what's going on. Yep.
I totally appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Tim. We got Phil calling in from Idaho. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, hey, thank you for taking my call, Bradley. Appreciate it. Appreciate you doing the show on the road from the hotel room as well. It's nice. We really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, a nice hotel room, too. It's cool to see inside the hotel room, sort of see where you sleep and do all of your business and everything like that. It's kind of interesting, kind of intimate a little bit.
Let me say it this way. I would never, you said it was a really nice hotel room. If I was to take the camera and kind of go around a little bit, what you try to capture is always the nicest portion or piece of the hotel to actually broadcast in front of. But no complaints here, but I can tell you this right now. It's nothing that the common man could not afford in any sense of the word, but I do again appreciate your thoughts.
Oh, that's smart of you to say that. That's good. Yeah, you look good, too. You're looking great, by the way. I don't know. You're staying well rested, I guess. You're a handsome man, Bradley. I will say that, sir.
Thank you, Phil. You know what? People are going to start thinking I'm paying you to do this, Phil. So let's get to the topic. What's your question or comment?
No, but you're not paying me to do this, but I'll tell you what, I'm making something batching off to you right now. I'm watching the show kind of batching off, enjoying it, and just running a batch on you right now.
Cool. So what do you want to bring to the table, Phil?
Well, I mean, some lube perhaps to the table would be helpful. I don't know, maybe a condom for easy.
Okay, folks, so we're going to just keep moving on here. We got obviously a sodomite trying to call in and be real cute, right? But let's go on to the next caller. We have Chris calling from the British Columbia. Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate it. We broadcast into 53 countries, so apparently you're bringing it from one of those countries. So, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, it's me again. I'm about to come.
All right. There you go, guys. Isn't that cute? It shows you the sick minds of the sodomites right there, friends. Isn't that absolutely amazing? And so, anyways, with that said, friends, we're just going to go on to the next topic. It shows you the sick mind of people that think that they're playing with their God-given rights. And the fact of the matter is, listen to me, Philip. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And he who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life. Just keep in mind, the Lord is a swift witness against those that hate him, and hate-filled means to disobey him. And obviously you're in that category right now, and my message to you is, brother, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because you, sir, are not promised tomorrow. And I've noticed people such as yourself who want to go ahead and test your tinfoil again.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling for gun controls after the deadly mass shootings in Colorado and Georgia.
We can save lives, increasing the background checks that are supposed to occur, and eliminate assault weapons.
Speaking at the White House, Biden calling on the Senate to pass a House bill boosting federal background checks for firearm purchases. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Fed Chair Jerome Powell are featured witnesses in a House hearing on the economy and COVID-19 stimulus efforts. North Carolina Republican Representative Patrick McHenry calling the stimulus bill a very partisan bill.
Democrats still chose to muscle through their partisan spending package, only 9% of which goes toward defeating the virus.
And jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. All the jurors have been seated and opening statements are set for Monday. USA Radio News. You can now have a COVID-19 testing kit delivered to your front door.
DoorDash announced Monday that it will begin facilitating same-day delivery of COVID-19 test collection kits across the United States. Consumers will now be able to access two COVID-19 home collection kits that received FDA emergency use authorization on-demand delivery from DoorDash's DashMart locations across the nation. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is unveiling the largest rollback of mail services in his 10-year plan to revitalize the U.S. Postal Service.
Our plan delivers a modernized postal service capable of providing world-class service reliability at affordable prices and erases our $160 billion loss over the next 10 years.
The plan, titled Delivering for America, invests $40 billion in infrastructure upgrades and adjusts select delivery standards. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. As I just shared with you, friends, we've been through Michigan now. We've been through Ohio. Now we're in Tennessee. Just got done doing an interview with former U.S. Ambassador Alan Keyes. Tomorrow morning, we get up very early. We head on over about an hour out. We do a service there. We come back. We do radio, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time Zone. And then tomorrow night, we're on our way back to the Knoxville area to preach there again, and then we're off to Spring Hills, Tennessee as well to do a couple more dates. Then we're back in Minnesota. We're doing the Great Commission, friends, because we believe at the end of the day we can do this under God, and there's no question in my mind that we can do it because Scripture tells me it's so. In other words, I'm a believer that believes. You just heard, again, during the break, friends, never let a good crisis go to waste, even if it is a false flag situation or nay, but the fact of the matter is here you have Joe Biden, which is the reflection of the American people that tolerate him, talking about how we need more gun control. Has anybody ever taken the time to notice that every administration, it's the beginning of the administration, there's some sort of mass shooting? And if you take the time, even going back to this current one, which took place yesterday. Now we found out Ahmaud Alisa suspected of killing 10. It's interesting when you look at their pictures, friends, there's this reoccurring maniacal look on their faces. Their eyes are bugged out because they're on drugs. They're probably being controlled. And they're definitely on antidepressants. There's no question about it. But go ahead and take a look at his mugshot, friends. It looks very similar to that of the shooter from the Batman shooter. The shooters from, well, they were both shot and killed before they had the opportunity to tell the world the truth, because there was over 101 eyewitnesses that said otherwise to the fact that there was just two shooters in Columbine. Many students that were even shot said that it was not Eric or Dylan. There was over 101 eyewitnesses that said otherwise to the fact that they were just the two shooters. So again, friends, what we find if we just give it enough time, many of these are false flag attacks. This, in this particular case, just may be their lone wolf that they needed, but he definitely looks a lot like the past school shooters and mass shooters in the history of America. There's no doubt about it. So, but again, what do? They jump on gun legislation. I want to say this, and I want to say it again, and I want you to hear me clearly. Friends, they want to disarm you because of a mass shooting. I want you to think about that. Why would your government, who has absolutely no authority whatsoever to strip you of your God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, why is it that they always go to push the envelope forward to disarm you? Now, I want you to listen to me carefully as well. Notice those that want to disarm you are there with their security detail, armed to the hilt, around them, protecting themselves from you, the people that they're supposed to serve. Now, friends, you can also take it over to another point I'd like to make. Is you look at these gun-free zones. Look at how many people have been killed in these gun-free zones. That's all people have to do is think this through. And the fact of the matter is all those politicians that illegally and criminally, friends, legislated what they call policy. It's not law, but legislated policy to undermine the Second Amendment to create gun-free zones where our children are. Friends, mass shooters go to where our children are. They go to public schools. They go to colleges. They go to where the mass amount of people are. Why? Because they know that they're disarmed. I suggest to the American people today what we need to do is begin to enact our constitutional rights under God that God gave us and deal with these tyrants that are trying to disarm us. They need to be held accountable, each and every one of them, for gun-free zones concerning the people that have been killed in those gun-free zones. And keep in mind, it was all sold to you by a bunch of Judases who sold you out long ago in this country that are, in fact, working for special interest groups. Put that up against Luke 22, verse 48, okay? So with that topic, enough said. What I want to do is I want to get over to our main headline. And what is it? Folks, worldwide protest. I tipped into this just a little bit yesterday. And again, it's important information because why? It's encouraging information. I'm not here to encourage you to sit back and do nothing. I'm here to encourage you to act out your faith, 86% of you, and actually do something about what you say you believe, because faith without works is dead. Put that up against James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. Friends, let me ask you a question. What does history teach us? History does teach us that you can only oppress a people only for so long. So I want to encourage you with some good news concerning us peasants on a global scale, because what the mainstream media loves to do, and so do today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, and today's professed Christians love to do, is they love to magnify the consequence of man, which only brings about the fear of man and consequence, rather than preaching the word of God, which brings about hope, teaches us the fear of God in dealing with what? Tyranny. But let's put it into scriptural perspective here. Martin Luther King Jr. said this. This is encouraging, friends. He said, stand tall. He said, straighten up your back. He said that whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. Benjamin Franklin said this. He said, if you go ahead and continuously make yourselves out to be sheep, well, the wolves will devour you. There's so many different ways I can say what needs to be said, and it all comes back to common sense. If you sow nothing, you're going to reap nothing. If you don't deal with the tyrants, they will be at your front door soon enough, Amos 6:3, okay? So going back to the point of the topic, you can only oppress the people for so long before they stand up, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, and they begin to deal with tyrants. And keep in mind, history is filled with the people that had enough of tyranny. And this is where the people on a global population need to stand up and deal with tyrants, because what scares the establishment the American people standing up? What scares the establishment in prospective countries on a global basis when the people stand up and say that's enough? And just to show you the spiritualism of this, friends, concerning the Word of God, when you go to Exodus 1:12, the Bible is clear when it tells us that the more that the Pharaoh, who knew not Joseph, by the way, when Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, the Bible says that they multiplied. When Pharaoh, friends, continuously assailed the people of Israel and afflicted them, the more they multiplied. And let me tell you, across the United States of America, I'm seeing this on a daily basis where people are beginning to amass and say that we've had enough. Hey, friend, make sure that it's under God in the process of doing what your forefathers did when they said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, because then you're going to get a righteous outcome. Now, I say that in light of too many people are going along with tyranny in America. And let me equate that to man's commandments, which make the commandments of God void. Let me say it this way. Mark 7, by the way. If you want God's results, then you're going to have to do what God says. If you want man's results, then you're going to have to ignore what God says and submit yourself to man. Okay? And what we're seeing today is the latter, not the former. They're submitting not to God, but they're submitting to the commandments of men, and they're getting the results of man. And it's not the fear of God, it's the fear of man. And by the way, it also brings fear, which brings a snare, okay? So I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm going to tell you over the next segment in 5 minutes, okay? Their cruelties are swelling our ranks. I want to say it again. The cruelties of the tyrants on a global basis are swelling our ranks. Now, I want to also address this because, again, I know that there's a lot of today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, they're good for nothing, Matthew 5:13. I know that there's a lot of professed Christians who call themselves believers but don't believe. They don't believe God, and what they do is they continuously parrot man's doctrines rather than God's. And the Bible is clear when it says that we are to avoid that in Mark 8:15. And to take it another step, the blind lead the blind, they all end up in a ditch. We need to keep shutting them people off and taking the word of the Lord for what it says, because there's a lot of believers in this country that don't believe. Now, I bring this over to the point that a lot of people talk about the 300 evil men that are ruling the world, or perhaps the CFR, or, you know, our local politicians on a federal level, such as Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. Folks, they're a bunch of political pawns. They're extorted men and women doing what they're told or else by their controllers. It's exactly what's happening. But I'm just here to tell you, first and foremost, no one is running your life or ruling over your life that you're not allowing to rule over your life. Okay? I just want to make clear, okay? If God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. John Knox said a man with God is always in the majority, and the Bible is clear when it tells us in the book of that of 1 John 4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm submitting to Christ, and I live that out, because who hath the Son hath life, but he who hath not the Son doesn't have life. And here's the bottom line, friends. If you're submitted to Christ, you're a partaker of an abundant life, okay? Not a partial life, okay? He promised that those that come to him, he would give them an abundant life in spiritual, in the Christian walk, not just in part. And it doesn't say anything about when I'm submitted to God, then I'm also submitted to the tyrant. Nope. Christianity and the power of resurrection overcomes that of the tyrant. And you can ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel 3 that very question. And again, you'll understand as to what I'm making reference to even now. Friends, what we're going to do is we're going to come back, and I'm going to bring the names of the country, the protesters in each country across the globe that are amassing, standing up against tyranny, And I think
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on social media platforms. Subscribe on that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click us on. Join us on social media platforms. Again, final segment. So if you want to call in, stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know really quick before we finish this last segment here, friends. Health Impact News just came out, and with a headline that states, which is self-explanatory, obviously, but they stated fully vaccinated people testing positive for COVID-19. Did you hear what they said? Fully vaccinated people are testing positive for COVID-19. So you can understand that the COVID-19 tests, friends, are fraudulent. And we've known this for a long time. Some people even have suggested that when there's testing taking place, that they're actually putting the virus in. And I've also heard doctors share with us, friends, that you can't have the virus unless it's injected into your body through the vaccination. You need to understand that your enemies, friends, are not like me and you. Many of these people have been born with a silver spoon in their mouths. They think they're above the law, and they act in such a fashion. The reason the American people believe the things that they're told, and people on a global basis believe the things that they're told, is because you think that they're just like you. No, they are not. There's a special place in hell for for these people, friends. But again, at the end of the day, it all comes back to the Lord chastising a people that refuse to obey him. And it's a sign of judgment bringing about the curses concerning those that refuse to keep his commandments. Put that up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. But again, going back to my topic one more time, fully vaccinated people are testing positive for COVID-19, okay? Check out Health Impact News, friends. It's just absolutely cross-checked information, and they are a great bunch of people over there doing what they're doing today. So let's go back to this topic. It's an encouraging topic. We were just talking about how the only people that have rule over our lives are the ones that we allow to rule over our lives. So there's not 300 evil men controlling our lives, friends. No, they're not. And I started out giving you a quote from Martin Luther King where he stated to stand up. And then I also shared with you what Benjamin Franklin said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. Quit making yourself sheep, friends. Okay? Now, what I want to get to is the encouraging part of this particular topic. Zero Hedge reported Burn Your Mask. Massive anti-lockdown protests rage worldwide. How come we're not hearing this through the mainstream media, friends? Because they don't want you to know what other people are thinking. And I want to tell you, adding to that, you need to begin to talk with your neighbors. You need to begin to connect with other people, because you're going to find, friends, that people are thinking and acting the same way that you are. They are not just going along with the narrative. Keep in mind, the mainstream media is always going to pick some dummy that believes what they're told by the mainstream media, and they're going to highlight them. They're not going to highlight those that refuse. They're not going to highlight those that are standing up against these tyrants. They're not going to highlight those that are standing up, friends, because it doesn't work for their narrative. Why is it that you haven't heard of these massive anti-lockdown protests rage worldwide? Why have you not heard of it? Again, friends, because they don't want you to be encouraged, that they don't want you to know that other people are not going along with the narrative, which only weakens their control. That's what this is about. Zero Hedge reported thousands and tens of thousands of protesters across Europe marched on Saturday against continued government lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions based on questionable science. No, it's not questionable science. We have the death tolls, friends. We have the side effects, the adverse side effects coming in from these particular vaccinations, namely from that of Pfizer and Moderna. It's interesting. My wife had someone send to her today alone the short history of that of Pfizer, and you can actually Google search this. I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. When you Google search Pfizer criminal history, just for the record, it tells us Pfizer has been a habitual offender in the vaccine business, persistently engaging in illegal and corrupt marketing practices, bribing physicians and suppressing adverse trial results. And since 2002, the company and its subsidiaries have been assessed $3 billion in criminal convictions, civil penalties, and jury awards. So one needs to beg the question, friends, why is it that Franklin Graham is telling you that Jesus would take the vaccination? Because he's a point man. He's controlled opposition. Why are your politicians, and why are your favorite politicians like Donald Trump, why are they all telling you to get your vaccinations, friends? And this happening on a global basis? Because they're controlled opposition. They're doing what they're told. They are, friends, extorted every step of the way. They're extorted to do what they're told to do or else. That's what's going on here. And if you think for one moment these corrupt individuals, these point men, put that up against 1 Kings 13:33, if you think for one moment that these individuals have taken the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccination, I got to tell you, friends, I can't help you. There's no truth in these people, John 8:44. But back to the article. Thousands and possibly thousands more of protesters across Europe marched on Saturday against continued government lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions based on questionable science. Zero Hedge reports which have resulted in mass unemployment. Who created that, friends? Government did. Did they do it lawfully and legally? Absolutely not. They destroyed small businesses. Did they do that legally? Absolutely not. By the way, on the other side of that, keep in mind, billionaires have increased their wealth 27% off the backs of the businesses that they have destroyed. Why? Because they corralled your business over to big corporate business, okay? It also reported stoked widespread depression and mental illness and cost payer tax dollars, trillions, to keep the whole ship from sinking, which, by the way, is their end aim. Again, this all goes back to the judgments of God. Now, here's the good news. Protesters, listen carefully. Protesters, listen carefully, homeland, and I'm talking about America. Listen carefully, 53 countries. Protesters in London. Protesters, folks, out of police control. In other words, the tyrants don't have control of them. There's so many people amassing, okay? Protesters in London, protesters in Germany. As I've always said, they continuously protest, defying tyranny in their prospective government. Protesters in France, protesters in Sweden. I'm not making this up. This is so encouraging. Protesters in the Netherlands, protesters in Australia, protesters in Belgium, protesters in Japan, protesters in Vienna. And elsewhere came out from the worldwide rally for what? For freedom. How are they doing it? They're protesting tyranny. Don't forget about Romania, friends, who a week and a half ago literally amassed in such a size that literally, friends, the city square was completely filled. I bet there was a couple million people there that demanded that their government stand down, resign, because they are replacing that said government. Americans, foreigners are learning from our forefathers, but you better make sure it's done lawfully, friends, before God, that you might get a righteous judgment. So, and I'm talking about bringing judgment, Isaiah 51:4, that we might have the right and an aim concerning peace and righteousness within the gate. Friends, people all across the world are standing up. Americans, shut your televisions off. They're scared to death that you're going to catch on. They're scared to death. The establishments, the powers that are tolerated on a global basis, are scared to death that you're going to wake up. And the problem is, not enough are awake yet, but in America and in other countries, they're beginning to wake up. And in other countries, forgive me, they are awake. So therefore, what's the conclusion? As you can well see, people are slowly but surely awakening to the tyranny that is at play, and that on a global scale. And happily, I must say, the people in prospective countries are rising up in the face of tyranny and taking back what is that rightfully theirs, and this beyond the control of the said tyrants and their law enforcers. Friends, have a good day. But now you understand as to how we're supposed to bring about the results. We love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, broadcasting live from Pigeon Forge. We'll see you.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.